Welcome to your show, Andy Breckman.
Thanks, pal.
Where are you this week?
I am I'm on Martha's Vineyard.
The vineyard, you say.
Where anything can happen, but it never does.
What's your address there on the vineyard? Because I know we have lots of listeners who also vacation there, who are probably there this week.
You know what's funny? And you're going to think I'm making this up. I'm staying at a little boutique hotel, and I'm blanking on the name of it.
Is Beth there, your wife? She's back from the Olympics. Have we lost you, Andy?
I can't remember. Okay.
Oh, boy. Were you just...
Oh, no, wait. Can you not hear me?
No, I didn't. You cut out.
Oh, my internet connection is not stable, it says.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but this does not bode well.
Oh, no. It bodes bad.
Yeah, I broke the internet earlier today. Oh, turn off your damn video. That's one problem.
Turn off my damn what?
Turn off your video.
Oh, I see. I'll do that.
And in the bottom left, there's a little... There you go. Yeah. Much better.
Is that a little better?
Yes, that's much better.
Now it doesn't bode quite as badly, does
no,
it?
No, now it bodes mediocrity. Which is, in a way, worse than boding poorly.
No, that's not true.
It's not?
No, it's not true. I would take boding mediocre. Well, that's not even how it would be phrased.
Moderately. Boding
moderately. Yeah.
Boding moderately bad is, you think that's better than boding ill? Poorly?
This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into.
Well, I know when you emailed me the script for the whole boding bit.
Yeah, the boding bit. You know, going forward, we should work out these bits on the boards in the clubs.
Well, we used to do that.
How many of you people are into boating? That's how we'd get into it.
That's boating with a D.
Yeah, boating with a D. Yeah, not boating. Not like Jaws. How was your week, man?
Last week I was gone. I was sick the whole week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm doing better now.
A little touch of the Ebola virus?
A little touch of the Lyme disease.
Oh, my friend. I know that's a recurring thing with you.
Yeah.
You're so funny with all your little ailments and diseases. God, you keep your friends on your toes.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling much, much better.
When you're in the throes of your Lyme disease,
yeah.
Do you think I could take you?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you that weak?
Yes. It's like having mononucleosis.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. You shouldn't have told me that.
But how would you baby. How exactly would you want to take me, though?
2x4 to the back of the head. Hey, and I was worried about you. I thought about you during the big storm that passed through.
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. I don't live in Hoboken anymore. So
you're up on a hill.
Yep.
Well played.
Yep.
Quick impression of God during the storm looking down on your new house.
Go ahead.
Well played, Ken Friedman. You got me this time.
Yeah,
this round is yours, but enjoy this new bout of Lyme disease. That's my impression of God.
That's a good impression.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
He has a little lisp, just like I do.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. He's embarrassed about it. That's why he speaks when he speaks through a burning bush.
So the burning bush has a lisp?
Yeah, but because it's a burning bush, Moses was so awestruck, it didn't really register that God had a little handicap.
So there's no segue into
when a burning bush is talking to you, you don't stand there and say, enunciate. You're just awestruck.
It's true.
Yeah. Hey, but we have a half decent idea for today's show.
No, do the rest of the burning bush bit.
Oh, shut up.
Do it again.
You do the rest of your Lyme disease bit.
I didn't do a Lyme. I did not do one.
You know what? It's not as much fun to say shut up to you long distance.
It's not? Because
No.
you can't see how I react.
Exactly.
You didn't do it
It
right.
always
Did you tell? I didn't.
startles you.
I
It's
know.
like you're hearing it for the first time every time.
You're the only person who tells me to shut up.
I know exactly, because you're the boss man.
Yeah.
Hey, but we have a show.
Yeah,
We
we
have
had a
a
great idea for a show.
yes, we learned recently that some of our listeners listen to our show when it's archived, that they listen back to our show at 1.5 speed. They speed it up.
Yeah, that's something that's possible now with podcasts.
Yeah, they can't wait to get it over with. That's obvious.
Right. Well, there's just too much pausing. Sometimes the.
Is there?
Oh,
We
yeah.
don't pace our shows as well as we could.
No, I didn't mean to say that at all.
But anyway, they speed up our shows.
Yeah,
That
that's a
kind of
common, apparently a very common thing. Pretty much every podcast platform, Apple and iTunes and Spotify and YouTube, they all make it possible to listen to things at 1.5 speed.
You to get an hour show over and done with in your pocket in what is that, 45 minutes? Is
About
it
40 minutes.
oh, 40 minutes.
Yeah. You can listen to more podcasts that way.
What do our listeners do with the 20 minutes that they save?
Well, that's a good question.
They're not curing cancer. I know that
How do you know that?
because they're our listeners.
Have you checked whether cancer is cured lately? When's the last time you
No,
checked?
I haven't been on the internet all day.
Well, one of these days you're going to check and they're going to say, that's it. Goodbye, cancer.
Goodbye, cancer. But
And then you can
Lyme
thank.
disease, but Lyme disease is out of control. That would be the headline.
Yeah.
It,
Somebody's calling. Should I answer the phone?
no, who the hell could that be? But listen.
It might be Sam the appraiser.
Okay, we'll get to him in a minute.
It
You tell
might
me.
be what was the name of that band? The Sheaves. It might be the Sheaves.
Okay, but I don't care. Don't answer the phone.
Hi,
When
you're
were
on.
you?
Hi,
Oh.
you're on the air.
Hi guys, this is God.
Okay.
It was
When
Sam.
will you
It
learn?
was Sam the appraiser.
When are you gonna learn? We have a college show that the most important rule is,
Never
or
answer
golden
the
rule
phone.
is, never answer the phone if it could be avoided at all. Hey, listen, because you know who's on the other line? Our listeners. Hey, listen, Ken.
Yeah.
Let's do a show for the benefit of people that are listening at 1.5 speed, that are listening to us in fast motion, not fast motion, fast forward. How are they listening to us?
They're listening to us fast forward.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I'm trying to record us right now. It seems to
Well, if
be.
you record us, then what would be the plan? You would slow us down?
Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm recording ourselves right now as we
Yeah.
speak, and then I'm going to slow it down to 67%.
Okay, because that would be, wait, tell me why we're
The
doing
reason why
that.
I'm doing that is because then, once we if we speed up 67% normal speed by 1.5, then it's back to normal. So we have to imitate what we sound like at
Oh, I see. So
67%.
we're gonna go to school here. We're gonna listen to ourselves at slower speed.
Right. Are you ready?
And we're gonna, no, hold on. We're gonna learn. Here's the plan.
Yeah.
We're gonna learn how to talk at that speed.
Right. And then
And
we're going to enter.
for the rest of the show, we will do the show at that speed.
Right. And
So people,
listeners also have to talk at that speed.
if and when they call.
Yeah.
And then
Oh, we
so
have such a great
people,
topic tonight. The switchboard is going to be jammed. It's
okay, what is our topic? I forget it.
what's the best way to load a dishwasher?
Oh yeah, there's a correct way to load a dishwasher, and then there's every other way to load a dishwasher.
Yeah,
There's
there's
100 ways.
a lot of things that can go wrong in loading a dishwasher.
And maybe at the end of the show, we can hear from Jeremiah, who is our appliance expert.
Oh, I didn't tell him to call at the end. I told him to call any damn time.
No. He has to call at the end because that will be the conclusive. That will be the final correct answer.
I see. Okay. So are you ready? Here, I've been recording ourselves for 2 minutes.
Tell me what this is again.
What?
Tell me what we're doing. We're going to hear ourselves slow now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear this.
Hang on. I have to slow us down. First, I need to make it a little bit louder. Can you sing something?
I can sing show tunes.
Yeah, sing a show tune.
Hey, I can sing Long Black Veil as performed by the band.
Okay, do it.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night,
mm-hmm.
a man was killed neath a town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me.
That's pretty good. I just screwed something up. You sound a lot like Andy Breckman when you do that.
That's a song that I'm trying to learn on guitar.
All right, let's see here. That's at 400%.
Dear Jeez. God, that's not good.
No. Lock stretch and pitch shift. Okay.
So we want to just play it back at 67%.
Right.
Just do that, Ken. Use your mouse. Double click.
66.7%.
Okay, close enough. Let's roll.
Zero semitones. Okay.
Fine. Zero semitones. Exactly.
Well, now it's processing it.
Oh, for the love of crack.
Could you sing Up on Cripple
Creek?
I'll
sing the next verse.
Okay, go ahead.
The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you don't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Let's see if this worked.
This is you and me. A little slower, and we're gonna learn how to talk slower right now. We're gonna hear ourselves and then mimic that for the rest of the show.
Right, let's see how it sounds.
Okay. Fast forward. What how are they listening to
us? They're listening to us fast forward.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I'm trying to record us right now.
Well, if you record us, then what would be the plan? You would slow us down?
Well, here's what I'm doing.
Ken,
I'm recording
it's not slower.
Ourselves. It is slower.
That's not slower.
I believe it is.
That sounds exactly like we always talk. It sounds like our rhythm.
Oh, you're right. What the hell went wrong here? At first it said it had lengthened the whole thing. Oh, man. Sorry about that, Andy. You're going to have
to... It's okay.
You're going to have
to... You know what some shows do when there's a technical challenge?
What do they do?
They rehearse. They rehearse beforehand. I've heard people talk about it. Show people do it.
That sounds insane.
It does. It means you'd have to cut your Wednesday afternoon nap a little short.
Which one?
Nap number two.
Are you sure that's all that I only have to shorten that nap?
You Lyme disease babies, you love your nap.
Yes, we do.
Come on now, make this work.
As long as I don't have to do anything to nap number one, I'm okay.
Make it work. Oh, I wish I was there in person.
Why?
I'd be spitting at you right now.
All right, so we had a 2-minute clip. It should have... What the hell is going on?
Oh, Kenny.
Well, here's what I'm doing.
Kenny,
I'm
don't make me talk about loading dishwashers at normal speed. By all that's holy.
All right, let's undo the stretch and pitch.
Fine. Yeah, you do whatever you have to do.
Yeah. All right.
Come on, Ken.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. give me a second.
This is why everybody's kind of fed up with you, frankly.
Oh, really? Go on.
Yeah,
go on
talk
about...
around the office. Yeah. Ken's losing it, man. Ken's missing a step now.
No, you know how it goes?
Yeah.
It goes like this. Ken's losing it. Prove me wrong. That's how they say it to each other.
That's what your staff says?
Yeah.
All right, make this work, Kenny.
All right, I think maybe I found out what was wrong. Not sure.
Right now, you know what I feel like? The biggest loser on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, will you find out from Beth where you're staying on Martha's
Vineyard? An island of losers, and I'm the biggest loser. I wish I could remember the name of my hotel. I'd love to meet our listeners.
Well, ask Beth where the hell you're staying. There's so many people who are asking about it. It seems like there's...
That is actually my nightmare.
It seems like
That's
there's...
actually a... God. How to ruin a vacation.
Let me count. It looks like there's four or five people who are on Martha's Vineyard right now.
Oh, my God.
Who would like to pay you a visit during the show.
Wait, did I say Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
No, I meant Cincinnati.
Oh, you meant... Oh, Jesus.
All right. Come on, make it work, son.
I'm trying.
Fast motion. Not fast motion. Fast
now, it seems
to be... Well, if you record us...
I don't know what the hell is going
wait,
wrong.
Wait, that is slower.
I don't wait, think so. Did, no.
Yeah, that was slower.
I don't think so.
Then what would be the plan? You would slow us down?
Well, here's what
that's
I'm doing.
Slower.
Recording ourselves right now. Oh, you're right. That is a little slower.
And then I'm going to slow listen. It down. This is how we have to talk. Go ahead. Okay, because that would be... Wait, tell me what... Tell me why.
The reason why I'm doing that is because then... once we, if we speed up 67% normal speed by 1.5, then it's back to normal. So, no, you know what? It didn't work. It didn't work again.
Oh God!
Are you with me?
You wait. In what sense of the word? I'm listening. Does that mean I'm with you? I'm no longer with you emotionally or spiritually.
Oh, I have to undo lock stretch. Okay. All right. Now I understand.
Why couldn't we have done this like before 6 o'clock?
We could have. We didn't even know we were doing a show until 2 o'clock.
No, Ken, that's 4 hours.
Well, it's because you're so damn lazy.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
You didn't want to get on and test. You were an hour late calling me for the test. All right, let's see how this goes.
Yeah. Oh, I knew it was my fault. I just didn't know how.
Oh, I did it the wrong way.
Okay, is it the right way now? Fast forward. How are they listening to?
They're listening to us fast forward. No, this is fast.
Okay, slow it down, son.
No, I'm getting there. Okay. We're getting closer and closer, don't you understand?
The Museum of Broadcasting won't even consider this episode. This is a disaster.
No, it's not a total disaster yet, but we're approaching total disaster. All right, so I don't want to go to 67%. What do I want to do? I want to go to 1.167%? Yeah, I guess one.
Wouldn't that be extra fast?
Oh, Andy, it's bizarro world. 167.7. Let's try that. All right. This seems to be working because it's really, really slow. And the sheaves are calling. So I'm going to.
Okay. The sheaves. We'll get to the sheaves in slow motion in a minute.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what are you using to slow down? What are you having difficulty with?
Adobe Audition.
Adobe Audition?
Yeah.
I was using it.
But I think I'm there. I think I'm there. But listen, man.
There should be like a tempo change that'll leave the pitch alone that you just...
Well, listen, I love your new album. Keep up the great work. When are you guys heading back to Phoenix? Oh, hang on. I got to go. Okay, here we are. All right, ready, Andy?
That's how you do it. I'm so proud of you. That's how you do it. When are you guys heading back to Phoenix? Oh, hang on. I got to go.
Okay. We got it. Are you ready?
That was your finest hour, Ken Friedman.
So we have
all right,
to
here we go.
Imitate what we sound like at 67%.
Oh, so we're gonna go to school here. We're going to listen to ourselves. at slower speed.
Right. Are you ready?
And we're going to learn. Here's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to learn how to talk at that speed.
I understand how to do this. Do you get it, Andy?
Yeah, you got to talk like a junkie.
Like a drunk. Yeah, you got
to
just
you got to talk like right. You got to talk like a junkie that they're trying to get off the
and
streets.
And then
of
we're going to
for the rest of the show, we will do the show at that speed.
Right. Right. Okay. And listeners also have to talk that slow.
We're going to talk at this speed.
Okay, are we ready to go?
I am not going to go to rehab. I am not going back to rehab, man.
All right, are we ready to start now? Should I play the
theme
song?
Why can't I just stay here in my box on my corner? I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Play the theme song again?
So listeners can play this episode at 1.5 speed and will sound normal to them.
100% normal, Andy.
That's right, Ken.
Here we go.
Okay. Can you play the theme song slow?
Hey, welcome to 7 Second Delay.
Yes. This edition of 7 Second Delay can be played at 1.5 speed to hear us speaking normally. It's a public service to our fans who listen to our archived show in fast forward speed.
Really, the podcast, Andy.
The podcast. Yes, Ken.
We learned that a lot of people listen to it at 1.5 speed so that the hour-long show only takes 40 minutes.
But now they'll hear us speaking more or less normally if this all works the way we believe it will.
So tonight's topic, Andy...
I'm not going back to rehab. They have too many rules there.
You have to go back to rehab, Andy.
They have too many rules, man. I don't need a bedtime. I'm not a child. Why can't I just stay here in the park?
Well, you're not a child, but you have a serious substance issue.
Shut up! Shut up, Ken Friedman.
That cracks me up every time you say it.
Okay, what's our topic today? Wait, shouldn't we give out the telephone number?
Oh, good idea.
It's 10 digits. It's going to take us a minute. Go ahead, Ken. You start giving out the number.
Okay. Here's the on-air number, Andy.
Okay.
It's 201.
201.
209.
Would you say you're halfway through with the number now?
More than halfway. I've given out 6 of the 10 digits. I'm 60% of the way done.
Let's hear the rest, then.
The last 40%?
Yes, please.
It's 9368. You know what that spells?
I don't care. Our topic tonight, what is the correct way?
Stop talking so fast.
Sorry, I'm so excited. What is the correct way to load a dishwasher?
There's so many decisions to make when you load a dishwasher, Andy.
I would know because we don't have, I don't think.
Slow
we have a dishwasher.
Down. You're out of your mind.
Honey, my wife is here. Honey, do we even have a dishwasher? Oh, I guess we do. It's somewhere in the kitchen. I'm not an expert.
For all of our listeners who are working on Martha's Vineyard, Andy is staying in Edgartown at the Sharratt Inn.
No, wait.
Hi, you're on the air. Be sure to talk at 67% of normal speed.
Not 55%.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe either. Don't slow down the pitch. Just slow down the tempo.
This is just the way I talk.
You love the show. Hey, how do you load your dishwasher?
Voice.
How do you load your dishwasher, caller?
Well,
wow, is that buzz loud?
The best way to load a dishwasher is probably put the plates in first.
Standing up?
The bottom.
Standing up or laying down?
Standing up.
You don't put the plates in first.
And
everyone knows you put
sure
the dishes.
Not
no,
too
you put the.
Many
no, you put the bowls. The bowls. The bowls go in first.
And did you know Edgartown was named after Edgar Allan Poe?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I was hoping never to know that.
I made it up.
Well, thank you, caller. I'm going to hang up on you because the buzz is too loud on line one. I'm going to lock up line one and invite more callers to call us at 201-209.
Would you say the number is half over, the number you're giving out?
It's more than half over, Andy. It's 60% over.
Oh, then let's finish it up. We're almost done.
Why are you talking so fast?
I'm just jittery. I'll slow down
you
on behalf
must...
of our listeners who will be playing this at 1.5 speed.
I think you've become a speedhead, a speed freak.
201-209.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike from the Bat Ranch.
Hi, Mike. Andy, say hello to Mike.
Wait, I'm losing my internet signal again.
That's Mike, what's the best way to load a dishwasher?
Well, the best thing to do, don't start loading the dishwasher until you have the complete collection of dishes that need to be washed.
Why is that, Mike?
Because it's sort of like a 3D puzzle. You have to fit the various pieces together. And you can't do a good job of that unless you know what all the pieces are going to be.
It's sort of like playing Tetris, isn't it?
For example, suppose for this particular load, you have a big pot.
Whoa, slow down. I'm confused.
depending on what items you need to wash, it determines what order you should use and what organization you should use.
But here's the thing, Mike. I've always heard that if you have a big, dirty pot, don't put it on the bottom rack of the dishwasher because it'll catch all the water and it won't let any water to the upper rack. True?
Ken, Mike,
well,
you put the pot in upside down.
All, I think you are talking very fast.
I'm sorry, Mike.
And depending on your dishwasher, the factor you mention may be important.
Mike, some constructive feedback here. You're only slowing yourself down by adding more space between the words. You need to sound like you're on trank.
Okay.
Much better, Mike.
In my dishwasher, there is a separate water dispensing bar above.
On top?
Yes.
Wow. That sounds like the life.
Well, I actually really like my dishwasher.
What kind of dishwasher it is, Mike?
It is a Whirlpool.
A Whirlpool.
Three. Unfortunately, as usual for any product that I like, they don't make it any more.
I'm sorry, Mike, but I love your new album. When are you heading back to Phoenix? Oh, I gotta go. How am I doing, Andy?
I'm truly entertained. I can see why this show is so damn popular.
How are things going at the Sharrett Inn in Edgartown on the Vineyard where you are right now?
At the moment, I'm packing my bags frantically. I'll be checking out before the end of this show.
We're all talking slow and drunk sounding tonight for the sake of our listeners who listen to the podcast at 1.5 speed.
Now they can enjoy us as we truly are at normal speed.
It occurs to me, Andy, we're ripping them off.
How so, Ken?
When we talk at normal speed, they get more words per podcast. More words means more zingers.
More value?
Yes. Now that we've slowed ourselves down, they hear us sounding normal, but they get less content.
We could advertise that. 7-second delay. Now with 33% less content.
Now you're a thinking Lincoln.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones.
God help us all.
We want to know what's the best way to load a dishwasher.
It's very controversial. A lot of couples disagree about how to load a dishwasher.
People have
201-209.
Are you almost done giving out the phone number?
I'm over the hill. I'm over the crest of the hill. It's downhill.
Whoa. Slow down, Speedy Gonzalez.
9368.
People just have no patience. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best way to load a dishwasher?
Hello, Andy and Ken. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you got through either. Who's this?
This is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Hi.
Do you load the dishwasher at home?
Well, I don't load a dishwasher, but I know a way to load it.
Go on.
The way you do it, you on the top shelf of the dishwasher, you put the silverware. Then come the bowls. Then the plates come in last.
You sound like you're out of your mind, Hero. Silver.
Why do I sound like that?
Silverware on top? That's crazy.
Well, that's the way someone told me. You should always do it.
Whoever.
Hero, if you can load a dishwasher.
Hello?
You will always have more job security than any DJ in America.
Hello?
Hello?
I lost you there.
Huh.
Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are. Hero, can you hear Andy now?
Yes, I can hear him.
Sorry, my bad.
Hero, it sounds like you're a very useful young man to have around the house.
It sounds like somebody's messing with Hero's young mind, telling him to put silverware on the top.
Isn't there a special little box for the silverware?
He.
Is that you laughing?
Yes.
Ken, seriously, how much more time do we have here?
Whoa, Speedy Gonzalez. Talk normal.
Slow it down, please, Andy.
Please make this stop. Please make it end.
We only have 35 more minutes, Andy.
No. That's an eternity.
Didn't you realize that by talking slow, we would have to go much longer?
No. Ken, no. If I was with you in the studio now, I'd be strangling you.
Lucky thing you're on Martha's Vineyard at the Sharrett Inn in Edgartown.
Yeah, lucky. Unlucky.
Hey, thanks for the call, Hero.
Yes, thank you.
Get somebody to give you a silverware loading lesson. That's my advice to Hero.
There's normally a separate compartment for the silverware.
Exactly. The only time you put silverware on the top of a dishwasher is when it's really oversized silverware. Like a giant fork or a giant serving spoon. Let's go back to our calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, no joking. I almost just dozed off.
Who do we have on the phone?
Say, what's the big idea here? Why are you guys talking so slow? I can't make a head or tail.
I couldn't understand a word of that.
Ken, what time is it for real?
We have 30 minutes to go.
No, Ken.
I'm speaking on behalf of the people who listen to the podcast at 1.5 speed.
I'm weeping in slow motion. This sounds like the classic Bob and Ray routine, the slow talkers of America. Do you know that sketch?
Who are Bob and Ray?
Oh, my God. Bob and Ray do what we try to do, but they did it first, and they did it better.
Oh, boo-hoo. Bob and Ray never had podcast listeners who listen to them at 1.5% speed. Yeah,
they dodged that bullet. That's for sure.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy. I can't believe I got through.
You love the show.
You're right. As normal.
Who's this?
This is listener Alex.
Hello, Alex.
I believe that the best way to load a dishwasher is deliberately and one item at a time and one item total per wash cycle.
That's even crazier than Hero's idea.
Well, I don't want my dishes to be cross-contaminated. You can't be too careful these days.
What about kitchen items that contain detachable objects? Do you wash every detachable object separately?
I think I was clear, Ken. One at a time. Freedom isn't free, you know.
What about...
Here's how I load a dishwasher.
How?
After dinner, when it's my turn to load the dishwasher, I pretend to get a phone call. And I say, oh, right now? I have to leave now? And then I hang up and I look at my wife and say, darling, there's a comedy emergency down at the office. And then I bolt out the door. When I come back, 2 or 3 days later, the dishwasher has been loaded.
Does that work every time?
Every damn time.
Did I mention that Andy is staying at the Sharrett Inn on Martha's Vineyard, which is spelled Charrotte. Thanks for the call, Alex. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I can't believe I got through.
Me neither. Is this Noel?
Yes, it is. How are y'all?
Hi, Noel. Thanks for the peanuts.
I'm glad you enjoyed them. I'm getting right to eat some.
Whoa, slow down.
I've had too much coffee. I'm sorry.
Tell us about your dishwasher, Noel.
I slide my dishes across the table to her, and she picks them up herself. She is also the dough roller around here.
Does she put the lotion on her skin?
She often gets the hose again.
Hose are tricky.
Yes,
and how are you and your new co-host enjoying the show?
My new co-host has checked out.
Thank you for calling. Maybe we can hear from an expert. Jeremiah, our producer, is well acquainted with almost every kind of kitchen appliance.
Is he ever? He's the one who warned me about detachable objects. Is this Jeremiah on the line?
Hi, Ken and Andy.
It's Jeremiah.
Hi, buddy.
You
finally an expert. finally someone who can settle this controversial subject once and for all.
I knew that if I hung around WFMU long enough, I would feel what drugs were like. Thank you.
Isn't it awesome?
It is. Wow. I have had to concentrate deeply on this show for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And
welcome to the fentanyl hour.
Even the static is getting slow. Time is just artificial, man.
Jeremiah, how should one load a dishwasher? How should one ask their wife to load the dishwasher?
You know that hero was actually not maybe wrong.
No way.
There are some dishwashers that have a very upper little flat rack just for silverware. And he might have one.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Not all.
I can't hear what I'm believing.
Only some machines are like that. Very modern ones.
But the strangest thing you've ever found inside a broken dishwasher, Jeremiah?
I found a couple of teeth once.
Teeth?
Adult molar.
Dentures?
What?
Dentures?
No, a loose tooth.
How did it get in the dishwasher?
Oh, Andy, you're so fast. I do not know, but when I held it up and showed Mrs. Homeowner, she shouted up the stairs, "Hey, did anyone lose the tooth?" And someone shouted, "No, Ma." But it wasn't a child's tooth. It was an adult molar.
You have the best job in the world, because you are witness.
I'm what?
You?
To the human kind, you visit a home. You observe the great human drama. You have a great job. That's a great story.
It sounds like we found the owner of the molar.
It wasn't mine. I don't know.
It sounds like it was Andy's.
No.
Oh.
It's not, but that is great to find a tooth when you're repairing an appliance.
You're not done yet, Andy.
I think we're done, aren't we?
We have a few more minutes Thank you, Jeremiah.
By all that's holy, no.
Hey, Andy. I'm hosting a movie at Monty Hall on Sunday night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have anything else to do that night.
You won't want to miss this one. It's called Stand By for Failure. It's a documentary about Negative Land. They're even better than the Sheaves.
Have fun on Sunday night. I'll try to make it, but don't wait for me.
I'm waiting for you.
No. You start without me.
No, I'm waiting for you. We're all waiting for you.
Okay.
This is WFMU.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
East Orange.
Dear God, have mercy.
WMFU, Mount Hope, at the Sharrett Inn on Martha's Vineyard in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org.
If that episode wasn't a franchise killer, I don't know what.
We'll see you next week, Andy, live in the studio.
With two of my grandsons.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
At regular.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
To get too frisky this morning, ain't buying no whiskey in the night. No, no, in the night. In the wee wee hours between midnight and day. I said, nobody don't have to stand in line. Come on inside, have a good time in the night. Well, well, in the night. In the wee wee hours between midnight and day. All these girls got sex appeal. When they get to rockin', it's a real good deal. In the night, you know, in the night. In the way we always, between midnight and day. Everybody will be high off a beer in the night. You know, in the night. In the wee wee hours, between midnight and day. All these chicks get real, real rough. Calling for whiskey and a dip of snuff in the night. Well, well, in the night. In the wee wee hours, between midnight and day.
Honey, let's get high. We're gonna have a real good time. Honey, let's get high. We're gonna have a real good time. We're gonna start out on whiskey. We'll end up drinking wine. Let's get real drunk. Let's let it be our ruin. Feels real bad, but I'm satisfied. thinking about the fun we had.